No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
That was a video the Patriots released on Will Campbell, which I found honestly pretty entertaining. It was like 8 minutes. It was him from the draft all the way through his visit to Gillette. You'll hear a little more from that coming up here on Jones and Keefe. Final hour of the program. I think just a tremendous Kiefer Madness earlier today.
It was. Yeah, it was.
If you missed any of that, check it out on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get that on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. We'll get to the grab bag coming up at 1:30. We got another pair of Red Sox tickets to give away on a 2 for Tuesday at 1:30. Clip du jour as well. And, of course, we'll get back into Bill and Jordan in just a moment. We're still waiting the full statement that Jordan.
Yeah, she teased the full statement. We haven't gotten it yet.
No. So we that was promised to us earlier today. If you missed any of these details, we'll do all of this again in a moment. But what jumped out there to me, the Patriots released a version of that video on draft night. I don't think the line, I'm 99% sure, the line about Campbell and Vrabel, oh, you got me that one time. You got me to the ground. Good luck doing it again. He's like, you know, I'll get you in practice next year.
Yeah.
I don't think that was in the initial video, which just interests me. Like, why would they cut that out? Why would they put it in here? The more you hear about that, the more I really wonder if that was when they're like, we're taking the kid. He got Vrabel on the ground.
Yeah.
Which would be such a bad reason to take him, but they keep bringing it. It's the first thing Vrabel said to him on the phone.
Yeah.
The first time he's talking to him as a draft pick in the past, he's like, yeah, you got me that one time. Not again.
No.
So, like, I really wonder how big of a factor that was, because that's an insane reason to pick somebody.
It was the only reason to pick
them. I mean, you know.
No, I did hear the guys on the afternoon show talking about, you know, maybe part of it was just there's been so much talk about Will Campbell's arms. Put Mike Vrabel at least there, right? Like, obviously, he's, you know, 50 years old or whatever.
Vrabel, as he said, wants to get out there and feel him, quote unquote.
Well, right. So, but he wants to actually see it, because he's been in front of a bunch of linemen throughout his entire life, and maybe he wants to know, like, is there, like, a major difference or not?
And for me,
like,
to get out there and feel him.
I get it. Listen.
So Vrabel wanted.
I get it.
Yeah.
And so he did that, and he obviously liked what he felt.
He did.
And then he used the number 4 pickoff.
Liked it so much, it's the first thing he brought up to him the next time he saw him.
So they got a real will-they-won't-they going on
they
right
really
now,
do.
These two.
Yeah. They really do. So I watched this full video. I'm going to tell you right now, something that jumps out with Campbell is something that consistently jumps out every time you hear him in front of a microphone. And he had to have known there was a camera crew following him, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it's like a bunch of fans show up to Gillette for that photo op. And they're separated by like two fences and a road. And they're up on a hill. And they're all there. They've taken their time out of their day. He touches down in Foxborough. And he's like, hey, guys, like, I wish I could get over there. Thanks so much for coming out. I wish I could high-five you. He's like very gracious with the drivers and the pilots and things like this. It's very, very noticeable. Like, he's very personable. He says the right thing. And I can get on board with all that with Will Campbell. My question is, can he play left tackle?
Well, yeah, that's the question, because he says all the right stuff.
He really does, and yeah. I like the personnel. I kind of like this, Keith. They of course, took him on the tour up to the top of the lighthouse.
Oh, you got to see the lighthouse.
You can't bring in a prospect without taking him to the top of the lighthouse. Robert Kraft in the Drake May video a year ago, you know,
that's
he wanted.
They got the lighthouse, I think.
He immediately got Bon Jovi on the phone with Drake May. I don't think that played super well.
Probably not.
I mean, maybe with Drake May's mom.
Maybe.
But not with Drake as a young 20-year-old man. I don't think Bon Jovi really landed the
He's
way
like,
Robert
cool.
thought. Oh. So this year they said, take him up to the top of the lighthouse and let's see how that goes. This is Will Campbell waltzing out there in this video on Patriots.com. Let's hear that.
Oh, that's sweet.
Sweet view.
And this is that. I can't get a smile right now. You see that there? I got Bass Pro Shot right there. Easy access. I'm going to be on my Matt Light timing, hunting right behind the stadium.
Okay, so first of all, did somebody sneak him the name Matt Light? I'm a little curious.
Maybe.
I'm a little curious about that.
He's a historian. He wants to play for the Patriots, wants to play for this franchise.
But
that it's reminiscent of somebody like showing you their model plane, and you have to be like, sick.
It's pretty sweet, man.
Look at that. You put all that together.
But
you see that there? I got Bass Pro Shot right there.
You know Kraft loves that.
Yes. He's like, yes. Talk about the Bass Pro Shops.
Compliment my lighthouse.
Yes.
And, oh, there's a Bass Pro over there.
They found the one prospect in the draft that would like both of those things. Like, is anybody interested in the lighthouse or Bass Pro? They're like, well, Campbell might. Like,
so,
right, take him.
I mean, look, to me, it's a way to accentuate. I think the guy has a great personality. I think all that stuff checks out. It's not going to matter if he can't play left tackle.
So that's
what it all comes down to. But I found him pretty likable in that clip. So you can jump in on that. Maybe you're still a fan of the Belichick relationship. You might be.
I don't know who is anymore. Maybe just Bill.
I don't know how likable she is these days. Although you're telling me, Keith, she's picking up quite a few followers on Instagram.
Yeah, which I noticed this earlier.
She must be very happy about.
And it was funny because we were talking about the story, and I was like, oh, I wonder if she's responded to all of the backlash from the CBS morning show thing.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, it was like 5 minutes. It was earlier in the show, and I missed it by like 2 minutes. Like, she had posted an email from Bill Belichick. I also noticed she has picked up since then. Since we've been on the air, 800-plus followers on Instagram she's gained.
Nice.
Because I think what's happening is people are kind of screenshotting her email and tease, putting it on, like, Twitter, and then now
and people are
like
going
flocking
to that
back over.
Now, she may or may not be active on Twitter today. Are we sure this is Jordan? There's an, at least an account posing as Jordan that's right. Retweeting a lot of stuff about the interview from the other day.
Now, oddly enough, it could very well be a fake account because it was dormant for a while. It's her name, but whatever. It's Twitter, so stuff can be fake. She has like 400-something followers on this Twitter account. Mm-hmm. But Adam Schefter is one of the followers.
Terp told me Peter Schrager as well.
So unless those guys got duped.
And unless Stuart Mandel, who is a college football writer for Sports Illustrated, he tweeted this out. So unless he's been duped, he said, after tweeting 5 times in 6 years, Jordan has been retweeting supporters since the CBS interview, including one that wishes BB reached across and strangled the life out of the interviewer from CBS. So again, if this is a real Jordan account, she's been retweeting some interesting stuff there. My favorite, personally, was somebody responding to the interview and saying, nothing awkward about it. Imagine a private person wanting to keep their private life private. Shocking. That's definitely her. Like, she is a private person.
Yeah.
This is off limits. Don't go anywhere near it.
She hasn't posted any pictures of her and Bill.
No. I mean, she's not seeking attention by flying airplane on Bill Belichick, or flopping around like a fish on the beach.
Or making him go to the NFL Honors red carpet ceremony.
Or competing for Miss Maine.
None of that.
She's not seeking attention. It's her
going
private
life.
Going
on the field at North Carolina, being CC'd on every single thing that Bill does down there.
No, it's her private life. So what do you want to do first? You want to do her statement, or you want to go back to the TMZ report?
Well, real quick, I'm not going to read the entire thing she's basically teasing that there will be a statement.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not her statement. She posted Bill's email.
An email.
That maybe she wrote, maybe she didn't, on Instagram earlier today. What was that?
It is blue font.
Yeah, that should be a tell right there. It's not
really hard.
It's not Carolina blue.
No, it's giving me a headache. I can't even really read it.
It's like Duke blue if you really want to read into this.
But it's apparently written by Bill Belichick. And I know some people are wondering whether it's really by him or not. And the long of the short of it is he notices that people talking about the book, because it's all about promoting this book, right? But everybody's latching on to the I effed up part, right? It's a couple of mistakes that he had. Mm-hmm. That's what everybody's going with. And he's like, I get that we have to talk about that, but that shouldn't be the main story. I also don't want to talk about anything that doesn't have to do with like my coaching stuff. And he's like, I know that these interviews and these podcasts are going to be doing this stuff.
I think Florio has the actual thing he was responding to.
Okay.
Volin released a review of this on April 10th.
Okay.
In the Globe.
And Shaughnessy was talking about excerpts.
Shaughnessy eventually had one. I think Volin might have had the first, so it seems like the dates line up. He mentioned a bunch of names, or a few names anyway,
in
this email.
Yeah.
But I think he actually is responding to Volin's review.
Basically, he's like, I want this book to be presented as a look at my professional life and how I did my job on the way up to and as the leader of an organization that grew from a $500 million franchise to an $8 billion organization that played in 10 and won 6 Super Bowls.
That was all Bill, by the way.
The book is about how I did my job and lessons from my 50 years in and around the NFL, not a bathroom book that highlights my mistakes. So he's pissed, and he's pointing out that there's 260 pages in this book, and all everybody's talking about is like my mistakes. He doesn't mention anything in here about the other big attention grabber, which was zero mention of Robert Kraft, but that's another thing that's jumped out to everybody.
And who's CC'd on this email? Because it's one of two things. Either she is releasing his emails on Instagram, perhaps he's greenlighting it.
I mean,
she's airing out his dirty laundry on Instagram, or she's writing his emails and then releasing them on Instagram. I'm not sure which one's worse.
So there's a David, herself, a Joffe, a Michael, a Richard at inkwellmanagement.com, and Bert Bearsh on here.
So Bearsh is at BC. That's a weird one.
Right.
And Curran mentioned Bearsh's name 10 different times in our interview earlier today. His literary agent is Richard Pine. I don't know who David Jofi, Jofi? Yeah.
J-O-F-I-E and Michael.
Michael, but take a guess on Michael.
Could be Lombardi, yeah.
Could be Lombardi, and then Jordan is CC'd on it as well.
But, like, I don't know if this helps. Just, like, none of the stuff you've done so far has helped. But
no,
you would think at some point you would know that. Oh, no, no, it doesn't help. But I'm saying, like, the interview went so poorly, and you are a laughingstock right now. The CBS Morning thing was you're a laughingstock. You're probably better off just laying low for a while.
Yeah.
And people kind of forget about things. We all have short attention spans. There's going to be some other crazy story we're going to be talking about tomorrow and the next day. And then eventually there's like 10 things that have piled up besides this.
But again, it's not only releasing this email, she's promising a full statement at some point.
That's
today.
What I'm saying. Like, so it's this, and then it's like, so what is she going to do? Scold CBS Morning for how they conduct interviews?
Well, and I have a question. Who's putting out the statement? Is it her or Bill, or the same?
It's all the same now, isn't it?
What's worse? Yeah.
Hive mind.
What's worse? Whether he wants her to or not, she's putting his emails out on Instagram.
That's right.
Or is it worse that she's writing emails on behalf of him?
Oh. Because
people seem to think she wrote this, which she did.
And of all these different things, I think
isn't it worse if she's posing as him and responding to emails as Bill?
Yeah.
And CCing herself?
I would say
that's psycho behavior.
Yeah, that is. If she wrote this, I would think the worst of it would be if
Bill actually
wrote it and then she posted it without him even knowing.
Well, that's
like
true.
That's insane. Like if you just start posting somebody's emails that they don't think are going to be public?
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
She's capable of anything, but I really can't imagine she's doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if she's posting his emails, Bill gave the green light. And if she's writing his emails, Bill's lost it even more than I thought.
Yeah.
But okay, there's that. This is on the heels of course, their interview on Sunday on the CBS Sunday Morning, I think it's called. But the phenomenal interview, we played you the clips earlier today and yesterday. Let me read the latest from TMZ Sports, unless I'm missing more. TMZ had another subsequent report today that after their interview on Sunday, they just went out on the town in New York nothing was up. Jordan Hudson went completely off the rails during Bill Belichick's CBS interview, to the point where she stormed out of the room and delayed shooting for 30 minutes.
Awesome.
Sources familiar with the situation tell TMZ Sports. That's kind of the headliner. Here's some details. Belichick agreed to do a sit-down with CBS Mornings, but it turned into an L, at least PR-wise, when his 24-year-old girlfriend interrupted the interview asking Bill how they met. We played that for you a couple of times the last few days. Mm-hmm. We're told, outside of that baffling moment that made the final edit, there were numerous other instances of Hudson butting in, even when the legendary coach was answering questions about football.
That is one of the wildest parts of this whole thing.
She would stop and correct them. Right. So that should shut up a lot of people who are like, well, yeah, this interview was supposed to be about football. It was supposed to be about Bill's father. And it was supposed to be about all this stuff.
She didn't like some of the football questions?
She's butting in on football questions.
And Bill Belichick, of all people, needs someone to tell him how to say no to a question.
Well, he didn't.
The guy did it for 25 years.
Well, he didn't use to, Keith.
No, he didn't.
Who knows these days? But things he didn't change. Used to. But yeah, it's like, they're asking about Bledsoe and Brady in 2001, and she pipes in. And it's like, lady, you weren't born then. You weren't on this planet then.
Yeah.
You don't need to weigh in on football. Bill's got football. Our sources say Belichick only arrived at the interview with Hudson. I find this interesting because this didn't strike me as odd, but I guess people on set did. No one from his publishing company, no one from the University of North Carolina, or any other rep was with him, just Bill and Jordan, which was a bit of a head-scratcher to the CBS producers on set. So I don't know if they were told different and only these people showed up or if they were just caught off guard.
Got it.
That doesn't strike me as odd, but it's highlighted here. At one point in the Q&A, Hudson got so heated, she stood up, walked out, and wanted BB to follow. It's unclear if Coach agreed. This is how they write it.
Coach.
But the blow-up delayed the whole interview for about a half an hour. So she was so fed up with it and so annoyed, she stomped off set. She wanted Bill to follow her.
Yeah.
Bill, we're out of here. Well, you're coming with me, right, Bill?
Not talking about this.
It's just zero awareness is what it comes down to. Because what did you think this was going to be about? And if you thought it was all going to be about football, you had a better chance of it being all about football if you didn't, like, interject. If you weren't there, if you weren't so hands-on. Like, that image of her, by the monitor? Like, she's the producer of this thing or the director? It's like, what are you doing? Like, you forced yourself into the story, but then you apparently don't want to be a part of the story. And then you storm off. And at that point, everybody involved is like, this is not what we signed up for.
We're told once things calm down, Tony DeCoppel, the interviewer who did an excellent job.
Guy deserves a prize.
He really does.
Yeah.
Was spooked by the whole encounter and elected to wrap up things quickly and end the awkward experience. He's like, guys, pull the ripcord
on this.
Guys,
we have enough.
This is terrible. She's delaying us for a half an hour. She's wild.
Yeah.
She's stomping off. She wants Bill to follow. Let's just end this thing.
Is this book out yet?
I don't know. Good question. As for how the dumpster fire of an encounter got edited, we're told the higher-ups at CBS News and Sports had to get involved and figure out how to salvage it. And while a second interview was scheduled to go down at a later time, it was ultimately scrapped. So they were going to do more, and they're like, no, 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 we're good. The whole ordeal is also, isn't sitting well with Bill's employers. We're told the folks at UNC are now concerned about Hudson's influence on Belichick's tenure as the head coach in Chapel Hill, you think? Especially with her, essentially, taking on a role as his manager. As a source put it, quote, there's a growing sense this could become a problem.
Could be. I think it's going to be one and done down there.
So this is what I was just going to ask
you.
I think
he's got 1 year. I think he's going to coach this year. It's too far in. Like, he's going to coach this year in North Carolina. But then there's going to be something, and they're going to quote-unquote mutually part ways, or something's going
to
happen.
If he's going to be out after 1 year, they have to kind of stink, right? Like, they're not going to make the college football playoff, and he'll leave after 1 year, right?
If they go, like, 8-4, is that enough to deal with all the sideshow stuff? And then maybe he's like, I don't know, like, I want to coach in the NFL. Like, I thought I wanted to coach. This is
good luck with
that.
No,
he's not going to.
Yeah.
And then I think he's going to be like, well, Steve can be your head coach. And they're going to be like, well, what?
Book is May 6th, is what the text line says anyway. So we'll wait for that.
All right.
But yeah, Bill's not making it 5 years. You were saying, Courtney said earlier today, 5 years.
Yeah, that seems high.
Five years is not.
Even if he didn't have all this going on, even if he had no girlfriend, 5 years is a lot. Right. Just for his age and everything else.
I would be surprised if Bill was going to go to college football for 5 years independent of any of this.
Yes.
Fair. So I'd probably settle on like two, but yeah, after 1 year, he's going to coach this year.
Right.
After this year, they may just, as he said about Robert Kraft, they may just mutually part ways.
Right.
And they may be on to the next thing, because this is a disaster.
It's a disaster.
And we promised this early in the show. We're like, these aren't the final details. And like 5 minutes later,
a second later,
we had the Jordan Instagram post. There will be a full statement from someone, Jordan, Bill, both. I have no idea.
Ooh, they should do like a hostage video, like with the two of them together speaking about like how traumatic the CBS interview was.
Or like, and I don't want to insinuate they would break up. Love is love, Keith. They seem deeply in love with one another. It seems like a very healthy relationship.
Definitely.
But celebrities do this all the time where they'll like joint release a statement.
Yeah.
Maybe about a split up. This would be a stay together joint statement, or maybe they could do a joint statement like that.
Us versus CBS.
Yes. But I'm not ruling out.
You guys are trying to tear us apart.
Right.
This is a problem.
It's not working.
Not our problem.
I wouldn't rule out what you said earlier. Like CBS, Ordway had a good tweet about this. Ordway's like, CBS is pissed at Bill. They're leaking all this. Like they're probably not done. They're probably not. People who want the director's cut. You want the full director's cut?
Yeah, I do. So this is my hope.
We're probably at this rate going to get it.
So this is my hope. If this statement that Jordan is promising is a real criticism towards the professionalism of CBS, I could see CBS saying, all right, we actually tried to do you a favor.
Yeah.
And if you think this was bad, here's the whole video.
Right.
Here's all of it. And you guys be the judge. Were we in the wrong, or were they?
Well, we're fake news?
Yeah.
You weren't responding to football questions? Really? Here's the full video. Like, that's a good point. Careful with the full statement there, Jordan. And is she writing Bill's emails? Or even worse, is she just straight up airing his dirty laundry on Instagram without his knowledge? That's where this story has gone today. I'm sure there'll be more twists and turns all week. Perhaps on WEEI Afternoons. You can catch them at 2 o'clock. You can dial them up at 617-779-7937. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour as well on the way. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny. Not only will you have a chance to win Red Sox tickets to see the Red Sox and Rangers on May 6th at Fenway Park, 2 for Tuesday here on WEEI, it's also time for Grab Bag.